Hello, my lovely bakers, and welcome back to Beginner Bakes, from my kitchen to yours, where the kettle's always on, the butter's always soft, and there's usually a bit of flour on me jumper. Can you believe we've come this far already? I'm so glad you're still here with me and ready for another kitchen adventure. Now today we're rolling back the clock with two recipes that'll make you feel like you're standing in your nan's kitchen on a rainy Saturday. Melting moments. They're buttery, crumbly, and melt on your tongue quicker than you can say pass the teapot. And a Swiss roll. That's as soft as a cloud and sweet as your favourite auntie. So first up, a dainty biscuit with a retro charm and a swirl of sponge joy. It's time to roll with it. So tie on your apron, grab a cuppa, and let's get baking. Not one, but two recipes that sit firmly in bakes that make you smile. Recipe 7, melting moments, is what we need. 100 grams or 3.5 ounces of softened butter. 75 grams or 2.5 ounces of caster sugar. 1 egg yolk. 150 grams or 5.25 ounces of self-raising flour. 50 grams or 1.75 ounces of porridge oats, and that's for rolling. Optional, glacé cherries or chocolate buttons or anything else you'd like to decorate the top with. Step 1. Line yourself a baking tray with a bit of parchment paper ready. Step 2. Preheat your oven. 180 fan, 200 electric or gas mark 4. Step 3. Cream your butter and sugar together until pale and fluffy. And yes, forearm workouts begin here. Step 5, beat in your egg yolk. That makes the dough richer. Step 6, sift in your flour gently. You've got a nice soft dough. Step 7, roll little walnut-sized balls and then pat them down in the oats to a circular size. Place them on the tray and then pat them down a little bit more. Not too much. Just a little, and then put your cherry or chocolate chip buttons, whatever you're putting on the top, and then you're ready. Put them in the oven, bake for about 12 to 15 minutes until golden brown, but don't overbake them. And there you go. Beautiful melting moments. Baker's Corner. Melting moments are crumbly little things. The trick is not to overbake them. Take them out when they're just turning golden and they'll firm up as they cool down. And yes, that oak coat isn't just for looks. It keeps them from spreading too much. And there we have it. Melting moments, ready to go with your cuppa on your afternoon tea, or sharing, if you feel that way. Recipe 8. The classic Swiss roll. Now this one looks like a showstopper, but trust me, it's as easy as pie. The trick is confidence and a bit of timing. So, ingredients we'll need. 3 large eggs. 75 grams of caster sugar, 75 grams of self-raising flour, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1 pinch of salt, and jam or butter icing or anything you want to put in the middle. Raspberry is my favourite sometimes, but I do like a bit of cream in, so a bit of raspberry and cream would be great. And some icing sugar for dusting, if needed. So where do we start? We'll start by preheating our oven. 180 fan, 200 electric, on gas mark 6. Line a Swiss roll tin, or any shallow rectangular tin with parchment paper. In your bowl, whisk the eggs and sugar together till they're pale and fluffy. Back to the workout on the arms again. It should look like a ribbon when it comes off the whisk. Takes about 5 minutes. So you may have to put your back into it. Once that's done, gently sift in the flour and fold it in with your metal spoon, wooden spoon, but don't go whacking the air out of it. Gently folds are better, a bit like you're tucking in a sleeping baby. Then add the vanilla. Little stir. And then pour the batter into the tin and spread it evenly all the way across as best you can. And then we go to the bake. So, pour the batter into the tin, spread it evenly, and bake for 8 to 10 minutes. It'll be golden and springy to the touch. Now here's the magic bit. While it's still warm, turn the sponge out onto a clean tea towel sprinkled with sugar. Peel off the paper, score one edge with a knife, and then roll it up with the tea towel inside. And then just leave it like that to cool. It'll remember its shape. Once it's cool, unroll it. Spread it generously with the jam or cream or both, but not too thick or it'll ooze out. And then roll it back up nice and tight. And leave it, or dust it with icing sugar and admire your handiwork. Look at that swirl. It's like a bake-off tent in miniature. And no, you don't need to be Mary Berry to nail it. Then slice your Swiss roll into fairly thick chunks. Pop on a melting moment on the side, and there you go. Tea time perfection. If you're feeling a bit extra, a dollop of whipped cream or a few berries won't hurt. And remember, these are the kind of bakes you share with love or hoard with pride. I don't judge. You know what I love about baking these days is this. They're slow, simple, and a little magic. Doesn't matter if the roll cracks or the biscuits crumble. That's part of baking. Baking's not meant to be perfect. It's meant to make you smile. And there we go. Melted moments and Swiss roll. One dainty little bite, the other bold and swirly. If you give them a go, let me know how they turn out. Send me a note at jim.boxall@big-g-bakes.co.uk or pop by the website www.big-g-bakes.co.uk. And next time we'll be talking cobblers. That's apple crumble and berry cobblers. So till then, keep it sweet, keep it simple, and thanks for listening.